Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Dr. Giovanni DiMichele, a research scientist in electronics and computer science credited with inventing the NOC design automation paradigm and creating EDA algorithms and design tools. Before serving as professor and director of the Integrated Systems Laboratory at EPFL, he was professor of electrical engineering at Stanford University. He holds a nuclear engineering degree from Politecnico di Milano and Masters of Science and PhD degrees in electrical engineering and computer science from the University of California, Berkeley. Welcome to the podcast, Nenni.
Thank you very much, Dan, for inviting me here.
So it's interesting, your background is nuclear engineering. What attracted you to EDA?
Well, during my undergraduate studies, I was really fascinated by physics and by the possibility of building complex systems. When I had a chance for a Fulbright fellowship to go to UC Berkeley, I realized that I could build very complex systems by exploiting the physics of transistors and pursue research that is very impactful into products. It was 1979 back then, and EDA was still much about simulation. Later on, my interest moved on to synthesis and logic design of integrated circuits.
That's interesting. So what are you working on now?
Now, I work on algorithms and tools for digital circuits, but I have a specific interest in emerging technologies. With my group, we designed and fabricated silicon nanowire circuits that are the progenitors of the TSMC nanosheets of today. We're also looking at superconducting electronic circuits that are extremely fast and ways to make their design automated. So we use an emerging technology as a motivation to pursue new research in EDA.
Interesting. So what do you view as your greatest accomplishment for driving the EDA ecosystem forward?
I think that my greatest achievement was to create an EDA paradigm for network on chips, that is NOCs. With colleagues and collaborators, first at Stanford and later on at EPFL, we designed models, tools, and algorithms for NOC design. We constructed the first EDA complete flow for NOC design, and we explored many opportunities for extending the notion of NOCs, for example, to three-dimensional 3D integration. Some of the EDA ideas and algorithms we had for NOC design are now part of the tool suite of Arteris. It's impressive to see the wide impact that NOC have had on system-on-chip design.
Yeah, I agree completely. You know, we've been working with Arteris on SemiWiki since we started in 2011, an amazing company and such an impact on the industry. It's been an honor. So if someone asked you how they can become an advocate for the EDA industry, what would you suggest?
I believe that the EDA industry is vibrant and with a brilliant future ahead. Through the years, I've been working with major and smaller EDA companies. As a professor, I always insisted that my best products are the PhD graduates from my group. Actually, I'm very proud of many of my former graduates, as they have shaped the industry and contributed to academia. I think that the community should always remember the great value of the EDA ecosystem that includes academia, industry, and financial institutions. The promotion of EDA R&D engineers for support of their studies and of financing new ventures is really critical for the ecosystem.
Yeah, I agree. You know, the ecosystem is everything for semiconductors, and that's where I've spent the majority of my 40-year career. And you're right. I mean, we have some incredibly brilliant people in this industry, and we have solved so many very complex problems. And I don't think I don't see that changing. I see problems ahead, but I have no issues with us not being able to solve them at all. But it really is all about the people in the ecosystem. So for you, what's next?
I think that the future in the semiconductor universe is more appealing than ever. We, as a community, master silicon fabrication in all details. Yet, Moore's Law is slowing down. We see new materials getting mature for use. We see carbon nanotubes, the CNTs, and many other technologies like Flatronics, that is two-dimensional integration. And we see we do need EDA as a way to evaluate these technologies, possibly mix and match new emerging technologies with silicon, and construct flows for their synthesis and verification.
Yeah, that I agree. You know, EDA has been an incredible career. It's really the majority of my career has been spent in EDA, and I didn't really feel we got, you know, the due that we were that we had earned over the years. But now I think EDA is front and center, as is the semiconductors, you know, due to the shortages and stuff. But I don't think there's ever been a better time to be in EDA. But you know, we do have a manpower issue, and so let me ask you, what career advice do you give to your students?
Well, I tell my students, be bold. Look at new ideas. Take risks. If you do not, your research may be just barely incremental. And today, there are so many opportunities, and we do not have enough graduates in EDA as well as in electronic design. EDA is really a fantastic area of research. I can say that I had achievements and a lot of fun for the years of my career.
Yeah, I agree completely. My EDA years are something that I'm very proud of. And I think the best is yet to come, to be honest with you. But thank you for your time, Nanny, and I hope to speak with you soon.
Thank you very much, Dan. It was a pleasure for me to be here.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.